There will be days like these, days that aren't our day, days we don't seize, days when we wish to accomplish more, days that blur in bitsy errands, days that get derailed, days when there is something we should be doing that we're not doing, days when we worry about all that will be stacked onto tomorrow, days when we're convinced everyone else is having a better day. Such days can leave us feeling deflated. While I don't know the particular shape your days take, there are things we all stumble over as we try to navigate modern life. Whether you're working 9 to 5 in an office, or you're a freelancer, a manager, or a shift worker, or you might be a stay-at-home parent or a retiree, each of us is entangled in a culture that measures our value through productivity. How much we do, how well we do it, whom we do it for. For many of us, our days have become containers for internalized capitalism, or the pervading sense that what we do is tied to our worth. When we conflate productivity with worthiness, what we do is never enough. We can always do more, and there is always more to do. There's the laundry thing, catch-up thing, the replying to a text thing, the grocery shopping thing, the cooking thing, the cleaning thing, the creative thing, the exercise thing, the work thing, the medical thing, the thing we ought to do, the thing we don't want to do, the thing we've put off despite it being the one important thing. With this pile of undone things often comes an undercurrent of guilt, anxiety, or shame. Instead of being alive to the variances of what is done in a day, sometimes a little, sometimes a lot, we spiral in a slew of if-onlys. If only I were more productive, if only I were more efficient, if only I were better, if only I were more like that person, then I could do it right, do enough, be enough. So much of what we're trying to achieve in our days is bound to the idea that we can optimize things to the point of perfection, surrounded by promises that if only we adopt this life hack or follow that morning routine, we will finally get it all done. We look to this new thing to remedy our days like these. There can be a juicy pleasure in trying the latest hack with its promise of improvement. I've made a hobby of it. I've eaten the frog, put butter in my morning coffee, bought the new planner, tried the miracle morning routine, set up rewards for good habits. These popular systems can be useful and may even change your life, but I've found they can also create another thing to stumble over in our days. When tomorrow arrives and we find this new thing didn't fix us or we don't perfectly adhere to the system, we're right back at the beginning of the if-only spiral, feeling like the only one who isn't getting it right, who keeps messing it up. We turn to the next thing in our hot pursuit of this better version of ourselves. We search again for a key to optimize our days and stumble again, only to be met with self-blame. We're running just to stand still, and we're missing the point. We're doing all this work to improve ourselves, only to go on judging ourselves for being imperfect. Yet such a pursuit is a fool's errand. The English word perfect comes from the Latin verb perficere, which means to finish, complete, carry out, or achieve. When we pursue perfection in our days and in ourselves, we're creating an impossible standard. We've taken what's incomplete as proof there is something wrong with us, when in fact being imperfect is an inevitable part of being human. We place blame on ourselves for not being exactly where we think we should be. We berate ourselves for inactivity. We shrink in our self-comparison to others. We doubt our decisions. We become so stifled by the pressure of being productive that we sometimes don't do anything at all. Rather than making us better, this doing obsession leaves us feeling overwhelmed, burned out, dissatisfied, inadequate, and alone. When others wear what they do as a badge of honour, talking in terms of busyness, of being flat out, of accolades and accomplishments, we feel inadequate by comparison, yet under pressure to do the same. Doing, 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 all just to keep up, to prove we are worthwhile, yet we never quite feel that we get there. In the swirl of it all, it's difficult to see that we're being set up to fail. We're told to work hard in a society that undervalues our labour. We're being told to self-optimise in a culture that tells us we'll never be enough. Instead, we need to buy, pursue, do this thing if we're to have any hope of reaching contentment. All the while, we're chasing a shadow. If we aren't benefiting from our overwork, overdoing, overachieving, Why do we insist on fastening our self-worth to how productive we are?